And
Thank
next up
you.
is Sue Inches.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon and welcome.
Thank you, great to be here. Senator Renner and Representative Tucker and members of the committee, my name is Susan Inches and I'm testifying in support of LD 489. I've been an environmental advocate for 25 years, including serving 7 years as deputy director of the state planning office. And while I was there, I worked on a portfolio of environmental issues. And specifically this afternoon, I want to speak to you about how the proposed amendment to the Constitution is good for Maine's economy. So in 2009, I worked to pass legislation called Quality of Place. This legislation called for our natural resource assets to be the basis of our economy. What it did is it prioritized funding for infrastructure to enhance these assets, things like public water access, trail building, and restoring our historic downtowns. By enhancing these assets, the thinking was, we would attract and grow our business sector. This bill passed with strong bipartisan support, but the next year it was repealed under the LePage administration. So as this example shows, laws, even laws with bipartisan support, are not permanent. LD 489 would establish the right of all Maine citizens to clean air, clean water, and a healthy environment, and would guarantee these rights for present and future generations. And I believe that if you do not pass this bill, the health of our environment, our economy, and our people is up for grabs with each swing of the political pendulum. Going further, LD 489 gives us a way to protect and grow Maine's economy. Maine's identity and economy are based more than ever before on our natural resources. Think about it. Agriculture, forestry, and fishing are our traditional industries, but now we have cruise ships, outdoor recreation of all kinds, hospitality, tourism, and travel. I was reminded of this lately when I visited the North Woods a couple of weeks ago. The Nordic Ski Lodge where I was staying was full, and snowmobiles filled the general store parking lot down the road. And now, as a result of COVID, we're seeing a surge in new residents, both families and professionals. These people are moving to Maine because of its clean air, clean water, and healthy environment. If LD 489 passes, we would be sending a clear message to the world that the outdoors and a clean and healthy environment is our identity and our priority for the long term. With the Pine Tree Amendment in place, an investment in Maine, whether in real estate or to start a business, becomes a good and safe investment for the long term. If we don't pass LD 489 and a citizen referendum to support it, our competitive advantage, our quality of place, would be eroded by harmful developments over time and eventually lost. So in summary, we need this constitutional amendment to protect ourselves from harmful development and to tell the world we are a safe, clean, and healthy place to invest, to raise a family, to work, or start a business. A vote in support of LD 489 is a vote for Maine's clean economy and for our prosperous future. Thank you so much, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you so much. Are there any questions for Ms. Inches?